Portions of This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This American Laugh, listen to more episodes of This American Laugh, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
He played the game as if his life depended on it. And the truth was that it did. It was kind of a rich man, poor man's game. A little bit like Hard Target with Jean-Claude Van Damme, where he had to survive as the rich men hunted him. But this was a different kind of game. This was more of a corporate style hunting game.
I've brought you here today to see if you would like to buy 30 seconds worth of advertising time on late night television.
Late night TV, and we think your company would benefit from it.
We do.
Right. Okay.
We do. Fuck yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, guys, I like your style. I'm going to ask you a question flat out.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you guys on Coke?
No.
Well,
Let me say,
do you have Coke?
Listen,
is that why you're asking?
Or
what?
Can I ask, do you have Coke? And that's why I'm asking.
The answer is no. We are not on Coke right this second.
At this second.
Okay.
Yes.
We work hard. We play hard at Petco, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
Groom hard.
Let's not get into those lawsuits.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is, if you guys want to run with the big dogs,
yeah,
you got to bring the big dog food. Okay?
Okay.
We can offer you the afternoon day part? No, because it's late night TV. Fuck!
Hey.
Fuck!
Hey.
I'm blowing it. I'm blowing
Listen.
It. I'm blowing it.
He's trying to tell us something.
Okay, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, if I go to the bathroom right now,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and I come back and there's cocaine on this table, we've got a deal.
Oh, shit.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
One second. I'm sorry. I think I'm trying to be extremely clear. Let me be explicitly clear here.
Uh-huh.
I like cocaine.
Right.
If you bring me cocaine,
then
we will work together.
Okay. So what you're saying is if we take the contracts and we roll them, then you'll
it's a
buy
metaphor,
the ad time?
Dude. It's
with
a metaphor.
What is it? What's it a metaphor?
Listen, I'm
for?
Not. No, it's not a metaphor, guys.
It's a metaphor.
Listen, I'm gonna walk out that door.
Mm-hmm.
It's a symbol.
I'm gonna go take a piss.
What does that mean?
That's a
what does that mean?
No,
it's symbolic.
Not a Hey guys.
The emptying.
Listen,
of
we
the,
don't play. By the same rules everyone else does, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We're Petco.
Right.
We make the rules. So what I want you guys to do is produce a little cocaine on this table,
mm-hmm,
so that I can have a good time. We can sign some paperwork, whatever y'all need.
Yeah.
And we'll work together.
Okay. I think we got it figured out.
Okay.
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 All right.
All right.
Do you need me to leave?
Yeah,
or you
the
guys
bathroom
got
is
it?
Back there to the left.
All right. I'll be back.
Okay.
It takes me a good 5 minutes to piss.
Okay.
Right?
5 minutes. All right. All right. We'll circle back in 5. Yo, what the fuck?
I didn't know he had
what
cocaine.
What the fuck is she talking about?
How did she know I had cocaine?
I'm having trouble understanding what it is that she wants.
She wants me to put my cocaine on the table.
The table representing the overall deal that is Petco airing spots on late
night right,
television.
All right, gentlemen.
Fuck. Yeah, we've got it figured. We've got a handle on it. What's going to happen next? Yeah.
This table's empty.
Oh.
So that tells me one of two things. One, you don't have cocaine, or two, you guys like to go harder. You guys got something else, something sweeter for me?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Something.
I don't know. Fentanyl or you guys really fuck around?
Like H?
Yeah. I mean, all H is essentially laced with fentanyl at this point. I mean, it's like, let's just be clear. We're basically all doing fentanyl. No one's doing heroin anymore. All right.
Yeah, it's all fentanyl.
Is the H like, does that stand for high volume?
It stands for heroin.
Ad buys
heroin.
On
heroin. Heroin. You gonna go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
All right.
I get this. You guys play hard. I like you guys. I like you guys. All right. You guys, you know how to make a girl dance. I'm gonna go take another little piss. And when I come back, there better be something even harder on this table, all right?
All right. Bathroom's back to the left. You know where it is.
I don't know how she knows that I have cocaine and H. which technically is fentanyl if you test it.
Yeah, because it's all laced with fentanyl.
Oh, now you're on board?
Well,
before you're like, is this a metaphor? Now you fucking know what's going on?
Well, no, I'm
saying... We got to put it on the table if we want to get her to sign a contract. It's pretty easy.
Well, the table represents...
Done. I don't know my... Huh?
The table represents...
All right, gentlemen! Oh, my God, this table's empty!
You come back too soon. That's the problem, you know?
Like, oh, my God. You guys are blowing my mind. I thought I've done some of the craziest things, but if you guys want to play even harder, how about this? I want to hunt a man. I want to squid game a bitch, all right? Can we make that happen?
Hey, let me talk to my partner here.
All right, you guys, I'm going to go take one more piss.
Take a shit this time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because that'll give us more time.
I've never...
Oh, you're getting me excited. Yeah, you're getting me excited. All right, I'll be right back.
I've never been more sure of anything. So does, like, the hunted man represent the target audience for the Petco?
She's giving us a blueprint on how to get this deal signed. So we got to find a fucking schmo who doesn't know anything and then put him up to fucking be hunted by her.
Hiya, is this the focus group for the advertising?
Yeah. Come on in, sir.
Hi. Real excited. Are you going to give me the $25 now or after?
How about this? Before we go in, because it is a focus group, I'm going to need you to give me your phone and your wallet.
Also,
do you have any family?
Yeah, I have two daughters and a new wife. We just got married.
Oh, great. Well, probably best is just if we get your phone, your ID.
Okay.
Any cash you might have on you.
Wow.
Could you write down your family's names for us?
And this is for $25. I will get the
$25. 100%. Yeah, sir. Okay. And it's going to be in cash. It will be in cash. Don't worry about any checks or anything.
A $20 bill and a five. Easy.
Okay.
Or we could do two tens and a five. Or we could do five fives.
Any denomination you want.
Yeah.
We could do 25 ones. And then do you have any identifiable dental work we should probably know about?
Or tattoos.
I have a crown, and I still have one of my baby teeth.
Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of information for just focus group.
Any tattoos? Anything that would be on your body that you've added or augmented?
Right. Yeah, I have a tattoo on my forearm that has my social security number on it.
Wait, can we take a photo of that, please?
Yes, here you go. And you will be giving me the $25.
$25.
Yes. Yeah, right. Hey, man, I'll give it to you in quarters if you want.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 100 quarters, right?
I don't know.
It would be 25 times 4. That's 100.
100 quarters.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of quarters.
A lot of quarters.
I didn't even know I knew that math.
Could do a lot of laundry with that.
25 loads if it's a dollar machine.
Are you going to be asking me any questions?
This is part of it.
A focus group.
This is part of the focus group. Yeah, and so you're going to work with us for a little bit.
Pet-related.
And then you're going to get into that van.
Ooh.
That's parked in front. And
is that where you wash the dogs? You groom the dogs in the van?
We sometimes do mumble grooming. That's true.
Oh, that's great. That's cool.
Yeah, cool. So just take off your shoes and socks for us, please.
Okay.
Great. And then,
okay.
Then just go ahead and get in the van, and the van will take you to more questions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Oh, no. Yeah, it'll take me to more questions. Okay, great.
So,
thanks. You're going to give me the $25, though, right?
Of course.
Of course. At the very end of all the questions, after that test is completely proctored, you will have your $25.
Okay. Bye. No!
All right, we got your guy.
Nice.
Some poor schmo has got a tattoo of his own social security number in his arm. What a moron.
Love it. Okay, so...
how you want to do this? You want to do bow and arrow style? You want to just...
I'm going to do a crossbow.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, quick question. He has no idea where he's going, right? I just want to make sure that this man isn't aware that I'm about to sneak up and kill him.
Look, we just hired this focus group firm to, find us a dude. And, oddly enough, we told him exactly what it was for. They said, yeah.
That's
amazing. It's amazing.
Let's fucking party. Hey, you guys. The two of you.
Yeah.
I'm making you guys
what?
The official advertisers of Petco.
We did it!
The whole account!
Fuck
you!
We did it!
I just won my $25.
This is American Laugh. I'm your host, Ari, and producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this episode is Amanda Sitko. Our show will be using our trusty sentence generator to bring you a story in three improvised acts.
This week's theme, strategy. It's important to have one. If you don't, sometimes you need to make one up on the fly, right there on the spot. Stay with us. Act one.
She wrote him a long letter, but he didn't read it. It was a letter she wrote as a therapeutic, more of a cathartic thing she did to kind of cope with a lot of problems. Sent it to him, but he just never read it. Or maybe he did, just didn't tell her he read it.
What are you hungry for tonight?
I guess mac and cheese, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Nobody asked me what I wanted.
Elizabeth, what do you want for dinner tonight?
No. What does your daughter want? I think that's more important. What do you want, honey?
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese, Elizabeth.
Then I guess it's mac and cheese, right? Again?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Oh.
So, sweetie, you want me to put the milk in it, or do you want just the butter? I like it when it's just the butter.
Just a splash of milk, Dad. Okay. That's good. Just
all right.
It's what the instructions say. I feel like we should go with what Graf.
Okay. What's the problem, sweetie?
No, nothing. I just blow it out my ass because I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh.
As you know, you're my husband.
Yeah.
And this is my stepdaughter.
Sweetheart, mm-hmm. Can you give your stepmother and I some...
I prefer Elizabeth, please. Yes.
Is it the stepmother part that's upsetting you still?
Yeah. Okay. Still? Well, still, it's been like 2 months or something, Dad. Like, it's weird.
Well, it wasn't very weird for us.
Well, I'm going to go...
I'm just saying that.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, go, Elizabeth.
No. You want to... Every time I say something, you try to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetie, I'm just going to go ahead and set the microwave. And so then if you could just watch it and just make sure that there's no problems with the microwave. Baby, what's wrong? What is it?
What do you mean, what's wrong? I was very open about what's wrong.
When?
When I said what was wrong earlier.
About the macaroni?
Yeah. Did I not give you the tone that lets you know that maybe...
Look, I'm a pretty perceptive guy, but just having to constantly read between the lines with you is a little bit tough, okay? I'm trying to keep the peace here. It's only been a couple months. My daughter here, she's still clearly having some trouble adjusting to this new life. If you could do me a favor and we could just kind of keep the peace here.
You got it. You know what?
How's it going over there, sweetheart, with the microwave?
Microwave is fine. Dad, okay. Do you mind if Elizabeth and I have a little conversation?
My wife, yes.
Yeah, okay, your wife.
Yes, okay, yes, fine.
Elizabeth.
I'm going to go watch the microwave.
Go ahead. What do you want to talk about, girl stuff?
No. I just want to let you know that I'm keeping a list.
Of what?
Of every time that you anger my dad.
I don't think I anger him.
Don't think you anger my dad?
I think I bring a lot of joy to his life. If I didn't, do you think he might not have put this on my finger?
I think what you don't understand is that my father is actually just a child. Mm-hmm. He needed a woman who could run a house.
Okay.
He was drowning before he met you.
Sounds like maybe you're running the house a little more than I am because we've had macaroni and cheese for 2 weeks now, don't you think?
How are my girls doing? Are you guys working it out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think things are great.
Good, okay.
I think we've made some progress. Can you give us maybe 5 more minutes?
T-minus 30 seconds with that mac and cheese, but you know what? Yeah. 5 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Go, yeah.
We're going to have mac and cheese every day until I'm satisfied.
Okay. So maybe sometimes your mac and cheese tastes a little different. And maybe one day you're not going to want mac and cheese.
What are you going to do to it?
Just add some flavor.
Flavor?
What's wrong with that? Are you insinuating that I would do something wrong?
Are you insinuating you're going to like piss in my mac and cheese?
First of all, that's a very sophomoric thing to do to someone's mac and cheese. To piss in their mac and cheese? I think you'd taste that. I think what I would do is very special. And I wouldn't say you necessarily would taste it.
Try me.
Let's just eat tonight. Let's see how this night goes.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
My wife, would you like to say grace?
2 months? Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Do you want to hold my hand?
Oh, with pleasure.
I'll put mine in prayer position.
Okay.
We can still hold hands.
Yes, we can. Okay, that tickles.
Okay, prayer position it is.
All right.
Dear Lord, thank you for this mac and cheese. Thank you for just this roof over our heads. Mm. Thank you for this wonderful husband who's caring and loving and not upset. I don't upset you.
I think I'm okay for now. Yeah. Why do I seem...
You wouldn't be upset about anything I did. Right.
I think that I'm okay.
And thank you for this lovely, young, blossoming young lady who's in our home, and is growing up before my very eyes. And I'm very thankful for that opportunity to see her grow into something
that's great.
That's very beautiful until the end.
It's good. It's getting cold. All right. So that was really great. Wasn't Elizabeth your my wife? You're the woman who married me and who is, I mean, technically assumes the role of step parent to you whenever you're comfortable enough calling her that. Wasn't that great what Elizabeth did just now?
I guess. I like my prayer a little more.
Okay.
poetic, I guess, but that's fine.
I thought you were going to say mac and cheese. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
A little more cheesy, maybe, with some macaroni in
it. Okay, just kidding. All right, everyone.
I think Elizabeth should take the first bite.
Okay, you didn't want to add anything to the grace?
No.
So you're happy with what she did?
I am thinking it's fine. It's fine.
Step one, we're all getting closer. I can feel it. Okay. I am going to, maybe I'll take the first bite. Should I take the first bite? You want her to take the first bite.
I think it's best if
you want me to take the
first bite? She takes the first bite.
Who's going
to
take the first bite?
I think it would be a nice sign of solidarity for Elizabeth to take the first bite if she really does want to join this family.
Technically, she has to already join this family because she's...
I have. This is a good point.
Yeah. She's.
I would say legally.
Okay.
And I'm a little full.
You know what? Elizabeth, just take a bite of it, please. And this hell that is my life.
That's good.
Good.
It's really good. It's really good.
You okay?
Yeah. That's really good. I like it. Taste it. Taste it. Now your turn.
Yeah, taste your...
Thank God we have this little lazy Susan table.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it metallic?
I don't know.
I just followed the instructions on the box.
It tastes metallic.
Metallic? What does that mean? Metallic. Like, these kids are crazy. Metallic. Do you mean like Metallica or something? Are you?
No, tastes metallic. It tastes like metal.
No.
Dad.
Are you implying that your step... What? My wife did something to the macaroni chino?
Yes.
It was very clear that the mom was... slowly poisoning the child.
Stepmother.
Sorry. My producer, Andy, you wanted me to correct myself.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to chime in.
Was slowly poisoning the child, but not a Munchausen style, more like a get out of my way style. Let's go back and see what they were up to.
All right.
Dad, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It's a little personal, but I don't feel comfortable talking to Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 15 now.
Right.
Shouldn't I have gotten a period?
Yeah, you should be developing a little bit faster than you are right now. And you should... I remember you did have a full head of hair this time last Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that's just, you know, it's just nature. I mean, I suppose...
I don't think so, Dad.
They decided to go to the local physician, see what was going on.
All right, I'm looking over your daughter's... Is it your daughter?
I'm his daughter.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
And it's your stepdaughter. Am I reading this correctly? I'm sorry. This
you
is a little
can call
unclear.
That woman Elizabeth.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
Elizabeth.
She's my daughter.
Your daughter.
Sure.
So, a quick question. Has she been ingesting an unusually high amount
of mac and cheese? That's the truth. Every day, that's all she wants is mac and cheese.
Okay, because this panel, there's a high concentration of cadmium and...
What is that?
It's an element, the periodic table. Aluminum. There's a lot of aluminum in her blood.
Are you doing drugs?
I'm not even close to being finished listing the metals that are
in her blood. I'm not doing drugs.
Oh my God, she's doing more metals. Oh my God.
Doctor, can you help me get emancipated, please?
At first I'd like to do a little bit more investigating. Maybe it is the mac and cheese.
No, doctor.
Can I talk to...
It could be.
I'm gonna talk to my husband for a quick minute.
Yes, honey. Sweetie,
I'm telling you, I think she's doing drugs. I think a boarding school would be appropriate for her.
Okay.
I think if she goes right there, I'm telling you, it's going to be boarding school or the state's going to board her in one of their own facilities. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Can I take her aside real quick?
Take her aside?
My daughter.
I can come with you to take her aside.
Would you mind talking to the doctor?
I think all three of us could be a little bit more, you know, get more done having three minds.
You guys want me to just hang back outside until you figure it out, or do you want me to...
Doctor, yes? Can I just have a moment alone with my father?
Okay, yes, sure.
Fine.
I'll be out here looking over my notes, because there's a lot of notes, a lot of medals.
How long have you been a doctor?
It's quite some time, actually.
Dad?
Yes?
She's trying to kill me.
The nurse?
No! Elizabeth, Dad!
Do you think the nurse's name is Elizabeth?
No!
Elizabeth who?
Your wife, Dad.
My wife?
How... You're trying to trick me into staying stepmother right now? Dad, come on.
Okay, you got me.
She is trying to kill me. Okay, Dad, but I want to tell you something.
Yes.
I know she's trying to send me to boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read the play, The Visit? Do you understand revenge?
Have I read the play, The Visit, or seen the play?
If you read it or saw it, you would know the plot, Dad, dude.
Well, the answer to both is no.
Okay, well, just know that if I go away...
Mm-hmm.
I'm only coming back stronger.
Okay. I guess it's win-win for everybody because my wife is rid of you. You become stronger. You come back And then you start calling her your stepmother.
Dad, I want you to know that I love you.
Uh-huh.
And no matter what happens, mm-hmm. you know that, okay?
Okay.
And then I 8 years of med school, and then I became a doctor. Wham, bam, I'm a doctor. Are you two done in here now? Is that enough time? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, just give me a call. Just for medical stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you want.
I do. Do you have Anthem? Do you have Anthem Blue Cross?
I'm sorry. I need to talk to my husband.
Oh, yes. Go for it.
So what's going on?
I guess we're
going
to send her to boarding school.
Yes!
Welcome to the St. Ignatius Boarding School for Troubled Young Ladies who are not willing to accept the fact that their father has remarried and are also unwilling to...
Fuck you, Granny!
All right. Now, your name, please.
Hi, I'm Samantha.
What's up, Samantha?
Do you have any allergies, maybe to side dishes
or
metals?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, I will say this. My hair is falling out. I haven't gotten a period.
Mm.
And there's something growing out of my side. I don't understand.
All positives to me.
What?
What's up?
What's that?
Nothing.
I didn't hear
I'm Keith.
Said.
I'm also here just like you.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why is there a male that's allowed in this female boarding school?
It's unclear.
Okay, well, Sister Kathleen,
yes.
I just want to make sure that I'm rooming with a girl just because Keith is coming on a little strong.
Noted. Would you mind terribly if I sidebarred with Keith? For just a moment, we'll straighten all this out.
Fine.
Keith.
What's this?
She doesn't seem into it.
All right, well, you know, I think you might be wrong, but...
She's throwing you all the signals that she doesn't really love it, so here's what we're going to do.
I think she's throwing me all the right signals, but that's just me, I don't know.
To remedy this,
did that with her one strand of hair?
Just hang back a little bit and
she does have a legitimate question. How are we going to answer that? Why am I here?
Okay, I'll make something up. Hi,
Sister Kathleen.
Yeah, I am back. Okay, so I sidebarred with Keith, and actually turns out that Keith is a, you know how in stores they have secret shoppers?
Yeah.
Right, he's like one of those for here,
he's here for loss prevention?
He's like auditing the facility.
Okay.
He wasn't supposed to blow his cover that early, but he is a...
I don't mean to overstep my bounds.
Sure.
But if you want him to audit this, I feel like maybe a wig.
Yes, two people here need wigs. We can all agree.
No, I have a medical condition, all right?
Keith?
I thought it was punk rock. I don't know.
Keith, let's not... What did we say about harassing and insulting the other?
Don't do it while you're around.
Don't do it.
And while you're around.
Period. Do not do it, please. Okay. All right. So what are we going to do to help you work on yourself?
Honestly, I think I don't need to work on myself. I'm pretty sure that the reason I'm here is because the woman who married my dad is a bitch. And she's been slowly trying to force me out. And I think a little time alone with her, my dad's going to realize how bad she really is.
I'm in a similar situation. My mom and my dad,
Keith,
don't want me.
Well, Keith, we know this isn't true. We've established that you're the...
I write letters.
You're auditing.
Every day.
You do?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of sweet, Keith.
Yeah, I never send it to them, but I write them.
Oh.
Well, Keith, why don't you send them?
Yeah.
Because they're for me.
They're for you? Or like they're therapeutic for you? And so you don't send them?
Bingo.
Well, how is that helping? You're still here.
But I'm different than when I got here, if you think about it.
Are you stronger than you were?
What else?
You know what? Miraculously, Keith has some good advice. Have you considered writing a letter to your father and your stepmother? What are we calling her?
Elizabeth.
Have you considered writing a letter to Elizabeth and your father and telling them how you feel as opposed to just exploding in fits of rage and hurling accusations towards them, thus winding you up in a facility such as this one?
I haven't.
Okay, so we should do all that stuff then.
Fine.
Just now that I said, I want you to, Keith, can you transcribe?
She has a lot to say. Let her say it.
Yeah, spill your feelings, and Keith, please transcribe what she says.
Fine.
I don't know what that means.
Just write down the things that she says. I don't want to sound awful when I say this, but I just want to make sure.
What?
Keith, you know how to write. Like, I know you said you've written letters to your mom and dad, but I want to make sure you know how to write words down, right?
Or
are you just scribbling?
Keith, she got you. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know how to write.
Okay.
Okay. Keith, Keith, the pen's upside down.
Oh,
because I'm checking to see if it works.
Okay.
All right, Keith.
I'm going to say my letter for my dad, and if you could just write it down, please.
Which one? Start with the first letter.
The hell?
What? Keith, please.
Can you just give me a piece of paper, Keith?
Do you have like an iPhone or something that you can just record this with?
Just say what you want to say and I'll remember it. Keith, Christ.
Okay, I guess I want to say, Dear Dad.
Dear Dad.
Elizabeth's drawn out long game murder plot must come to an end.
Right.
I think that it's very suspicious that you met her right before Mom died.
Okay.
And that the second she died, Elizabeth just moved in. Whoa. I think that's weird.
Oh my
goodness. Whose caregiver, who's on hospice, like what hospice nurse ends up marrying the dude that she cared for, his fucking dying wife? That's weird.
Whoa. Okay. You know what? I you hang back. I'm going to relay this to
plot for a movie too.
It is. Yes, Keith. Yes, it is.
Thanks,
Keith. Can you please stop mining the personal tragedies of our clients for plots, movie ideas, please?
All right.
Thank you. I'm going to go relay all this to your parents.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
They had a parent-teacher conference with her parents.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Yes?
Dad?
Yes?
I would like to relay a letter that your daughter and stepdaughter has written to you.
Okay? Sure. Go ahead.
Hi, Elizabeth.
First of all, this is way too long. It's like 15, 20 minutes long.
Sure.
All
right. Okay. Take that letter. Can I see that letter,
yes,
please?
Yes.
These letters.
Your stepdaughter has written this letter for you.
Thank you so much. I'll read this letter. I'll give it to my husband later. How about that?
Okay, Seth.
Keep her there like we arranged.
Okay.
Please don't change.
All right.
What we plan.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, good meeting.
We'll get your weekly cash.
So I spoke to your...
Elizabeth.
Gonna go ahead and keep you here for a while, if that's all right.
Okay, what? I see how this goes.
Huh?
I want to warn you, Sister Kathleen.
Yes?
Whatever you're eating, whatever you're drinking, it's gonna have aluminum in it, and something that sounds like cardamom.
Cadmium?
Cadmium, yes!
No!
Yeah, so just heads up, because this woman will not be stopped. But don't worry, I will spend my life making sure that she dies a painful, sad death.
I have hitched my wagon to the wrong horse.
We will eventually revisit this. You have to have a second beat for this for sure. It's so compelling.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
Back to the interview. Today's guest contributor, Amanda Sitko, thank you for coming. How long have you been listening to the show?
I have heard it once.
And you loved it.
I did so much.
And that just made you say, I have to do this show now.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about yourself. Where are you from originally?
I'm from a small farm town in Northern California.
It's called Davis.
No, it's called Morgan Hill.
Mm. How far is it from Davis?
A couple hours.
Did you ever go to Davis?
No, I've not been to Davis. That's in like Sacramento area, right?
I mean,
I'm like a Bay Area. To me, like Bay Area is NorCal, I would say.
How far would you triangulate from that to Davis?
About an hour.
Gotcha.
Hour and a half.
Okay, so tell me about your Hidden Hills place. What is it called?
Morgan Hill.
Morgan Hills.
We are the mushroom capital of California.
Ooh.
And right next to Gilroy, which is the garlic capital. They're a little more famous.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Do you guys compete?
No. yeah, I think I got to live in California, but have like a, like live in the Silicon Valley, but still have like a really like wholesome
nice
upbringing.
So, are we talking about produce type mushrooms? Or are we talking about psychedelic?
Produce. If you want psychedelic, you go up to like Eureka and Humboldt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which I've had, like, one of my best friends from high school was a trimmer up in Humboldt for a while.
What did they trim? Mushrooms?
Buds. She said she would get picked up in a van, blindfolded, and then take it to a farm. And then she would just sit and chain smoke joints and trim weed.
Wow.
Yeah. She came home with a black trash bag full of weed.
What does she do now?
I think she's a concierge at a hotel.
We actually have that in our archives.
Which part?
What she's doing now. We have footage of her and her new job as a concierge.
Yes, and I guess we're going to look at it now.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Can I get a table for two, please?
Yeah, a table for
For two, you said?
Yes, me and my wife.
Yeah.
Hi. It says in her name tag, your name's Janet.
Yeah, Janet. Right there on my chest there. Yeah. You need a table for two. Okay,
I'm sorry,
right
ma'am.
This way.
Are you not focused on what's going on?
No,
right
no. I'm totally fine. Totally fine.
Okay, I hate to tell people what to do with their jobs, but could you put down the Rice Krispie treat?
Am I holding a Rice Krispie? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize I was doing it. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Jana.
Am I wearing shoes?
Lean over the counter.
I'm right. Okay.
You are wearing shoes.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know. Are Tiva's shoes? Would you call a Tiva a shoe? Or is it or a sandal? Or?
I believe it's a sports sandal. I mean, they do constitute shoes. I guess they're covering your feet.
Okay. That's true.
So I don't think they're appropriate for the restaurant.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Me and my wife have been coming here for quite some time. And
please don't put that in your review when you leave.
Well,
okay, I need this
which
job.
Review? The Yelp or
I
the?
I need this job. Well, after
I'm
later.
Sorry. My husband leaves reviews on both Google, Yelp, and then sometimes he'll take out personal ads just to kind of give his thoughts on
things.
It's a little bit more analog, but I like it.
He applied for a job at the paper and got denied, so he took matters into his own hands.
Wow. Okay.
And I don't regret it.
Please don't do any of those after this, or if you do, please don't mention the Tivas. Okay?
But it's okay if I mention the Rice Krispies treat.
Just don't mention anything that's happened so far.
And it looks like you're really binge-watching SVU. Is that also what?
Ah, shit. No, I turn my phone over. I'm so sorry. My phone that I don't have. I don't have a phone. Here, right?
Sure, Janet.
Okay, table for two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just gonna take you right here past the giraffe.
I don't know why I'm sorry. I don't know why we recorded that, Janice, but we did, and that's what she's been up to.
Yeah, that's what she's up to.
That's actually really nice to know. I haven't talked to her in a really long time.
Yeah, we keep tabs on some people randomly, and then we archive those tabs.
Yeah, if we would have kept playing it, we would have seen that she's clearly high still.
I mean, I kind of got that.
So at one point you said, fuck this town. I'm moving to Los Angeles.
Yeah. I always told myself, like, I hate LA. Yeah. Fuck out. Like, I'll never live in LA. Right. Fuck that. And then I was living in San Diego working at the Old Globe because I was a theater major. And I like told myself, like, I got to work in regional theater.
Right.
Didn't like it. And then I kind of realized like what regional theater really was. And it wasn't what I thought it was. And I bumped into a professor of mine from Cal Poly. I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Shout out to Pam Malkin. She changed my life. And I mentioned her. I was like, oh, there's this comedy theater I follow called UCB that just opened in LA. And she just said, well, why don't you move to LA? And I literally walked in the other room and called my parents and said, I'm moving to LA.
Wow.
Yeah. And then that was it.
And then what'd your parents say?
They were just like, okay, but I mean, you've always talked about hating it. I was just like, yeah, but like, I got to do this thing. And so moved there, started taking classes within like a week, and that's all I've been doing.
And then all of a sudden you were on the stage.
Yeah.
It was a big time jump. I'm sorry.
Oh God, no. But I had like a lot of, I feel like I'm one of those people that's had a string of weird jobs in LA. Like my first job in LA, I worked for the Beverly Hills Fire Department.
Right.
I was the only civilian that worked there. And I ran the front desk. I wasn't allowed to go to the barracks, so I never got to see the actual firemen. But I would sit in front with Chief LaForge and answer the phone, and then process like fire permits for like wedding. Like if you ever get married, you have to like prove that your centerpieces aren't going to light on fire. And so they literally just do this thing where like your planner brings your centerpiece to the fire department, and then they light the candles and hold a tissue 2 feet above. And if it catches fire, they're like, nope. Can't have that. And like, that was part of my job.
Wow.
We actually have
I knew you can say this.
We actually have footage of your first day working at the Beverly Hills Fire Department.
Oh, wow.
In our archives.
Oh, hey, Chief LaForge.
Yeah, welcome. Well, we're happy to have you here. Here at the Beverly Hills Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
A few ground rules. First, phone rings, answer it. That's rule number one. Rule number two,
you take notes.
Take notes.
Oh. Rule number two, always take notes.
Thank you, Gregory. Thank you.
Okay.
Rule number three, you are
not ever
under any circumstances allowed to come back to the barracks.
Period. No barracks. Do you understand?
Yeah.
break room is over here on the left side.
Okay.
The restrooms are on the right side.
Okay, I'm just like, are you guys always going to be this intense?
No.
We don't
have any reason to be this intense. Unless, of course, you come back to the barracks. And if you do, we're going to have a problem.
Big problem.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I do. Can I ask, what happens in the barracks?
None of your business.
You will not ask what happens in the barracks.
And if you find out, you are supposed to forget immediately. Do you understand?
Sure.
Post-it notes, other office supplies are right here in this drawer.
There's also right here a little water fountain.
We have a water fountain.
Everything's triple filtered. It's very nice.
Oh, okay.
What are you looking at?
There's a door right there.
Yes, you're looking back towards the back.
Those are the doors to the barracks. That's you're not to look at the barracks.
You will not look at the barracks.
Sorry.
You will get a parking pass. You will unfortunately have to park across the street at City Hall on the other side of Rexford. You'll have to park there.
There's a vending machine that's right over here. They also have those little honey buns. I don't know if you ever see those with the white glaze.
If people ever come in here and they're asking if they can get a permit to build on their land, that's in City Hall on the other side of this building.
I'm kind of scared to ask, but... Mm-hmm. If someone comes out of that door...
Mm-hmm. Which door? The barracks door?
It better not be the barracks door that you're talking about.
So no one's ever coming out of that door?
Never you mind if anybody comes out that door.
Okay.
So help me, Christ Almighty.
Okay.
If you even think about the barracks door even existing, we're going to have a problem.
Also, if you could just not raise your hand like that when you talk to me, it's just so...
And make a fist?
Yeah.
Well, I'm serious about two things. Weddings being up to code, fire-wise, with the centerpieces.
Okay.
The second thing is...
You do not go in those barracks. You do not come out of those barracks.
Thank
you. If you dream about going in those barracks, you better wake up and apologize.
Thank you.
About going in those barracks.
Thank you.
Okay. Also, I know that you go by Chief. Mm-hmm. Gregory, is there something I should be using when I speak?
You call me Gregory.
Okay.
I can't help but notice your eyes are drifting from making eye contact with me towards the door to the...
It's just really intimidating, and I feel like if I look down, I look disrespectful, so I'm trying to look to the side, but literally the only place to look is that door.
Okay.
You could also look up. You could also look diagonal.
I can't do that. My eyes don't work that way.
Mine do. Look.
Whoa.
And also, there's a Kelly's Fudge right across the street if you'd like to have some Kelly's Fudge.
That was a very intense work situation for you. How long did you work there for?
Only 7-8 months.
And then what did you do? That's 7-8 months.
I had to be a permanent temp and I needed health care. And so then I went and I was the executive assistant to a celebrity chef. And I worked at his restaurant and I'd never worked in the restaurant world before.
Yes.
And I didn't realize that's a whole fucking thing.
What was his name?
Chef David Myers. He was a James Beard winner. We won the Wine Grand Award from Wine Spectator the year that I worked there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they just needed someone to work in the office. And so I, same thing, handled paperwork for the employees at the actual restaurant.
Any crazy things happen at this place?
The thing I loved about working there was every night at 5 p.m. I got to go to family meal, which I'd never worked in a restaurant before. So to a poor person pursuing comedy, getting a free dinner every night was huge. Oh, and then there was one night where... I newly started working there and there was also a new bookkeeper and they came to us and they were we want you to know, this is high fucking level dining, shit I'd never seen before. And they were we want you to know what it's like to eat here. So each of you can bring a guest and you can have dinner here. And I was oh, me and my best friend are going to have the best night of our lives. And then the bookkeeper was well, why don't we just go together? So then it's just the two of us. And I was just you fucking dick. Why would you do that? So then I had to sit and have dinner with a coworker. Really? And it was one of the best meals I've ever had in my life.
Is he a nerd?
I just didn't know him. And he got really drunk and kind of cried and said we were going to be the best of friends. And then we ended up not getting along the time I worked there.
I think we have that
dinner, that magical dinner in the archives.
So this is rabbit and deer. I've never had.
You know what I like about you, Amanda?
What's up, Derek?
I think that you are a very special person.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
We've only worked together a couple days.
I know, and I feel just like you about to finish your sentence. I'm connected.
to you.
Okay, also, this is the final course. I know we're going to have dessert. But I just want to make sure. Are you okay to go home? Are you okay to get home?
You want me to come to your house?
No, No. I just want to make sure you're going to get home safely, you know, because, like, we drove here. We're hanging out after work, you know, like, my car is parked around the corner.
You want to get your car? Yeah, that's fine.
No, Derek. No. I think you're misunderstanding me. I'm not propositioning you in
any
way.
I'm not saying that you are, because it would be very inappropriate if you did.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome everybody to family night. I first want to make a toast to Derek and Amanda.
Oh, thank you, Chef.
It's been so beautiful to watch your love blossom over the course of this meal, and I know the two of you are going to have very happy
life. I totally agree.
Chef.
Again, congratulations to the happy lovebirds. Okay, enjoy. Mine.
Derek, just to be clear, we are not dating.
I didn't say we are. People think that maybe we should, clearly.
No. Oh, God, Derek.
Hold my hand and tell me that you don't feel the same.
Derek, you just, like, dribbled a bunch.
This is why I need someone like you to take care of me, because you are concerned about, am I dribbling again?
Yeah.
I know this is a very unorthodox to make two toasts, but I would just like to make an unprecedented second toast to Derek and Amanda. May your love last as long as the flavors of my abundant... I don't know, I didn't take time.
Hi, everybody.
Oh,
hi.
Another toast. Okay.
I just want to clarify, because, you know, we're all going to be working together, and this meal has been phenomenal. I cannot thank you enough. Derek and I are not dating.
We're in love.
We're not in love, okay?
Okay, I'd like to make a toast as a rebuttal to the toast that Amanda just made. I can see in the both of your eyes that you're both going to get along very well the rest of your life. Long, happy marriage. Okay, now what do you got, Amanda?
Just really quick, you guys. Derek's, first off, not my type. And I just want to say that I would never date a coworker because that's inappropriate.
Another toast. Hold on. Hang back, Derek. I got this.
You got it.
Why do you think he's not your type? What? You think you're too good for Derek?
No, it's just like,
clink your glass if you go.
I'm so sorry. Derek, this has nothing to do against you. I just like, I like,
opposites track. I get it.
No, I like barrel-chested men with, like, strong big hands, and he's got, like, computer soft hands.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, Derek, you have the floor.
Oh!
Amanda, please clean up Derek's vomit now, please.
That's not very good scene. I'm sorry I had to go through that. That was not very
good. It was bad.
So, tell us a little bit more about, you and I managed at UCB, and you liked it there.
I loved it. It really is my home. I don't know what I would do without it. You know, it was where all of my best friends came from, and it gave me like something to go to every night and all that kind of stuff. So it was like the best time.
And you still keep in touch with other people.
Yeah, pretty close. Like, talk to them almost every day.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. There was a group of us that formed an email chain about like a weekend trip up to my parents' house.
Oh, wow.
That like the chain went, has still kind of like existed, but like for a while it was like, it's over a decade old. It's the same email on Gmail that keeps going.
It sounds like a movie idea. Is there anything that is going on you want to tell us about that's important? Are you plugging anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm just plugging staying healthy and safe, guys.
Which is very important for people, because a lot of people are not doing that right now, staying safe. And you know, there's a new thing coming out, new strain.
New variant?
New variant.
Yeah.
Everybody should be masked up, just prepare, you know, and just be healthy, be good to yourselves.
Yeah,
you know,
get vaccinated, guys.
Get vaccinated, get that booster.
Yeah.
That's important, get that booster. All right, well, Amanda Sitko, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Coming up, Act 3, but first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us. Act 3.
Die high in the water. Fisherman's hope for dinner soon turned to despair. Been waiting for a big school of fish to fill his fishy dreams. But things were running dry. A little desperate.
Dad's gotta eat. My wife's gotta eat. My son's gotta eat. My daughter's gotta eat. You gotta eat.
And you gotta eat.
And you gotta eat. And we all gotta eat. when them fish is gonna come bite her hooks. Do you know when?
Walter, maybe singing this song is not helping us get any fish.
What do you think is scaring them?
It's doing something because I ain't caught nothing. I have a line out, I have a net out, and I have a shit ton of bait and nothing.
Okay.
Well, excuse me.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I must look crazy to you guys right now. I'm not wearing shoes. Can you keep me safe?
What seems to be the problem, ma'am?
I think I'm being hunted.
Oh, what?
What?
Hunted?
Are you guys supposed to give me the $25, or am I just supposed to keep going?
$25?
Wait, who has $25?
If I had $25, I would not be sitting here fishing. I would take that $25 and buy some fish.
Okay, please, then could you just get me to safety? Someone is following me with a crossbow, please.
Sweetie, calm yourself, work on your breathing, okay. Focus on your breathing, okay.
And tell us where to get that $25.
Yeah, where would I get $25 if somebody promised it to you?
Have you ever signed up for a focus group?
I have a long time ago. You remember? I signed us up both for it. The pet place.
The pet place for the taste test.
Yeah, taste testing for the food for the dog.
That's what I signed up
for. They wanted to make sure that it was okay for.
I signed up. I thought I was going to be eating dog food.
Right.
But I got taken to a room where they took all of my personal belongings and they put me in a van and they drove me out here. And as I was walking through the forest, arrows started raining down on me, and I don't understand what's happening. Like,
did they give you the $25 first?
Not yet.
They haven't given. Oh no!
Epilogue.
You need to run, ma'am.
Oh, shit.
Run! Oh, shit. I'm running with you. Oh god.
Hey.
This car's coming. What's it? Is this van? Do you know what I mean?
You guys all right?
Well,
what's going on?
Tell them.
We're being hunted right now by someone with arrows.
Let me just clarify. She's being hunted, and I'm being hunted by osmosis?
By proxy.
By proxy.
Whoa. Start at the beginning. How did this start? Why are they hunting you?
I got $25.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I was promised $25, all right? And so I showed up for a focus group.
No.
Nobody gave me $25.
You didn't get $25?
Nope.
Why didn't you get the $25 up front?
I wasn't thinking, and they just told me, take off your shoes, give us your stuff, get in this van, and I started walking through the forest. I started being hunted. I met this dude. This other guy died, and now I'm here, and I don't know what's happening.
Let me see if I get this straight.
All right, let's run.
Drive the van. No, why are you running?
Oh, go here. I didn't realize. Get the keys out of his hand.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I have all these sound effects.
I know. Sorry. Where are we going to go? I don't even know where to go.
Take a left down here, Stonebridge Court.
I left my fishing line.
What? You're going to go back and get your fishing line?
Well, I'm going to get fish.
I will buy you a fishing line with my $25.
You better split that money with me.
Fine. Okay, turn down here. Stonebridge Road. Okay. This is Elizabeth's house. It's a woman I know. She's going to help us, okay?
All right.
Ring the doorbell.
Hi. You're so sweaty, both of you. Is everything okay?
Can we speak to Elizabeth, please?
Yes. Oh, hi. Elizabeth. Elizabeth?
What's going on here?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi. My husband.
Yes.
Hi, Elizabeth.
How do I know you?
Remember when you knew me as a little girl?
She's back. Wait a minute.
No, I'm sorry.
Is this wrong?
What's wrong, Elizabeth?
We've missed you.
You know who I am.
No.
You know who I am.
This is her.
I know what's happening.
This is
to
my
you,
daughter. She's been...
Honey.
What?
It's time for you to reap what you sowed. What is that supposed to mean? All I know is that something terrible is going to happen to you.
Elizabeth!
I'm so sorry, Dad.
No, it's fine.
You don't...
Oh, it's about time. Oh, I would like to pay you $25 just for getting this woman off my hands.
So, producer Andy and our special guest contributor in Manisitco, I'm your host, Ari, and this was This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris. Join us next time.
This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find us on Instagram at This American Laugh and on Twitter at American Laugh with 3 H's. That's American Laugh with 3 H's.